Title: Building Tension Before the Drop for Faster Workflow Beginner. Alright, let's build that pre-drop tension in drum and bass, but with a workflow you can repeat fast. The whole point here is, the drop only hits as hard as the tension before it, and we're not trying to spend hours drawing a million automation lanes. We're going to build a clean 8 to 16 bar buildup that makes the drop feel louder without touching the drop fader. Open Ableton Live and go to Arrangement View. First, set your tempo. Drum and bass usually lives around 172 to 176 BPM. Set it to 174 so we're in that sweet spot. Now, before you add anything, here's a pro habit that changes everything. Work backwards from the first transient of the drop. Scroll to your drop, and just solo the first bar. Listen for the exact moment your first kick or snare smacks. That downbeat is the money moment. Everything we do in the build is basically setting up that moment, and then getting out of the way so the transient punches clean. Now label your sections in the arrangement so you don't get lost. You want something like intro or break, then build for 16 bars, then drop. Even if you don't use locators, just knowing this is my minus 16 to 0 zone helps you move fast. Big concept for speed. We're going to think in 3 lanes of tension, not 12. Lane 1 is brightness, filters opening, top end rising. Lane 2 is density, more hits, faster note divisions, busier drums. Lane 3 is space, width and reverb getting bigger and then suddenly collapsing right before the drop. If you can draw those 3 curves, you can make most pre-drops work. Step 1. The simplest tension curve, volume and filtering. Pick 1 or 2 elements that exist before the drop. Could be a pad, an atmosphere, a drone, or even a simplified version of your bass, but keep it basic. We don't want the pre-drop bass doing the full drop bass job. Add auto filter to that element, or better, to a group that contains those musical layers. Set auto filter to a low pass 24 dB slope, LP24. Now set the cutoff low at the start of the build, somewhere like 200 to 500 Hz. Then we'll automate it open so that by the time we reach the drop it's up around 12 to 18 kHz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. Just a little. If it starts whistling or sounding like a laser, back it off. Then draw the automation over 16 bars. And here's the DNB reality check. Don't open it all the way too early. Save the biggest movement for the last 2 bars. That late surge is where a lot of the perceived hype comes from. Optional, but nice. Add utility after the filter and automate the gain up very subtly, like plus 1 to plus 2 dB over the build. Subtle is the key. We're not making it loud. We're making it feel like it's rising. Step 2. Add a noise riser. Stock, reliable, always works. Create a new audio track and name it Noise Riser. Drag in a noise sample. This can be white noise, vinyl hiss, a whoosh, anything noisy. If you only have a short noise sample, that's fine. Turn warp on. Use Complex or Complex Pro if it has tonal content. Now stretch that noise clip to 8 or 16 bars, matching your build length. Add a device chain. First, EQ8. High pass it around 200 to 400 Hz. This is important. Low-end risers are one of the fastest ways to make your build muddy and steal energy from your drop sub. If it's harsh, do a little dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Next, auto-filter, but this time use a high pass, like HP12. We're going to automate the cutoff up, like from 200 Hz up to 6 to 10 kHz. This feels like the noise is rising and thinning, and it creates that pressure effect. Add saturator, drive it 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Noise loves saturation. It becomes thicker and more aggressive without needing to be louder. Add reverb. Set the decay around 3 to 6 seconds, and keep the dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. The goal is size, not wash. Then add utility. Here's a classic tension move. Automate width from about 80% to maybe 140% as you approach the drop. Careful though, super wide noise can get weird in mono, so don't go insane unless you know your track is staying in stereo contexts. One more little contrast trick. In the very last bar, automate the riser's utility gain slightly down, like minus 1 dB. That tiny dip makes the drop feel louder by comparison. Step 3. Tonal riser. The pitch up energy. Create a MIDI track and name it Tonal Riser. Load operator. Keep it simple, like a sine or a saw. Set the amp envelope so it doesn't click, and it doesn't sustain forever. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Decay around 2 to 4 seconds. Sustain very low or off. Release around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Now play a note that matches your key, usually the root note of your bass line. If you're not sure, Just pick the base root. Now automate pitch up over the build. The easy version is 0 to plus 12 semitones over 8 to 16 bars. If you want it to feel more intense right at the end, in the last two bars you can push it from plus 12 up to plus 19. Yes, it'll get a bit wrong, and that's actually useful. In DnB, that slightly dissonant climb reads as tension, not as a mistake, as long as it stops cleanly at the drop. To make it more rave and less EDM clean, add redux lightly. Downsample maybe 2 to 6, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. You want character, not a destroyed signal. Quick sound design extra if your riser feels thin. Duplicate the tonal riser, detune it slightly by a few cents, or even transpose it up a fifth very quietly. Keep it low. It's just there to thicken the top. Step 4. Drum tension with hat acceleration. This is the fastest win in drum and bass. Make a track called Build Hats. This can be MIDI with drum rock or audio hats. MIDI is easiness to control. Start the build with hats at 8th notes. Then halfway through, increase to 16th notes. And in the last two bars, add tiny bursts, like 30-second note stutters or quick little fills. The key teaching point here, tension is motion, not just volume. If you just turn hats up, you get harshness. If you increase density, you get excitement. This audio version is shortened for playback.